Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today, Social and I are going to do a quick IELTS overview, and then we're going to answer two IELTS questions. One, Social is going to do one, and I'm going to do the other. And so, Social, you know, I was doing a little bit of research about IELTS. I've never actually, I have taught the IELTS before, but I taught the IELTS writing, not the IELTS speaking. And there's a part three question in IELTS where you have to talk for a few minutes. And the interviewer will ask a couple follow-up questions, maybe from time to time. And so you have to keep your, you have to keep talking. That's basically, they want to test your fluency. And I've got like 10 tips here that we can go through, and I'll do number one, you can do number two, and we'll go back and forth like that. So the first one is, number one, expand your answers. So don't give one sentence answers. You want to expand your response by explaining your points, providing examples, and considering multiple perspectives. And you also want to use a clear structure. So you want to start with a main point, provide a reason, give an example, and conclude with a summary. And so I think this reminds me of episodes we used to do called
Oreo.
Yeah, the Oreo. Opinion, reason, example, and opinion restated or a summary. So, yeah. Why don't you do number two for us?
Use a range of vocabulary and grammar. So you want to make sure that you use varied vocabulary, but you want it to be precise. So you want to make sure that it's related to what you're talking about and that you avoid repeating the same words. And with grammar, you want to use a range of grammatical structures because you want to show that you have them available in your lexicon. But you want to make sure that, you know, you don't overcomplicate things. Use the passive voice and conditionals.
Yeah, good. And number three is use linking words and phrases. So use linking words and phrases to connect your ideas smoothly. For example, you could use like, however, moreover, on the other hand, for instance, something like that. And you want to use signposting. Signposting is words, are words or phrases like to begin with, or first, or firstly, something like that. Another point to consider is, or in conclusion, or finally, something like that.
And then you want to make sure that you express your opinions clearly and that you justify them. So you want to make sure that you express your opinion by using phrases such as I believe, in my view, or from my perspective. And when you justify your opinions, you want to make sure that you use reasons and evidence. So you'd want to say something like because, or the reason is, or due to, and those would help you elaborate your opinion.
Yeah. Number five is speculate and hypothesize. So when discussing future scenarios or possibilities, use speculative language such as might or could, or it's possible that. And for hypothesis, you can use conditional sentences to talk about hypothetical situations. For example, if I were in charge, I would. If I were president of the United States, I would. Something like that.
And you want to make sure that you stay calm and confident. I think this really helps you get your point across and to not confuse yourself. Make sure that you stay composed and take a moment to think before you answer. I find that really helps me, especially to take a moment to organize my thoughts before I answer. And then you want to speak confidently. And even if you're unsure, it's better to attempt an answer than to stay silent.
Yeah, that's, I think that one is really tough for students, because sometimes you freeze up a little bit when you're not sure what you're going to say. But, you know, if you've got something, it's something is better than nothing.
You'd rather not, you know, maybe you don't explain your point very well or something, but you still show off your vocabulary and grammar skills. Like anything is better than nothing.
Exactly. Practice common topics. Practice discussing common part three topics such as education, technology, the environment, culture, and society, which is why you should join our English Corner, because we practice this every single night in the class. We're talking about all kinds of different topics. And so if you're interested in IELTS or you need an IELTS test, our A to Z English Corner is the perfect solution for you. And current affairs, stay updated with current affairs. So try to keep up with the news. It can provide content for your answers.
Make sure that you engage in real conversation. So when you practice, and we've brought this up in the podcast many times, you want to make sure that you engage in conversations with fluent English speakers and that you join language exchange groups, which again, our English Corner would be great for. You guys can really talk amongst yourselves and perfect your English. And then you always want to seek feedback from teachers or peers, because that really helps to identify the areas where you might need improvement.
Yeah, and don't be shy. In our English Corner, you can ask us for, you know, your advice, and we can you know, as we get to know you better in the English Corner, we can give you more targeted advice for improving your English. Yeah. Time management is number nine.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the first one is balance. So ensure your answers are long enough to show your language skills, but concise enough to stay relevant to the question. So you don't want to get way off topic and on some kind of tangent. You want to stay the course. And pacing. So maintain a steady pace to avoid speaking too fast or too slow.
Also, you want to make sure that you practice active listening. That means that you understand. So you want to listen carefully to the examiner's question and ensure that you fully understand it before you answer. And then if you're unsure about a question, don't hesitate to ask for clarification.
Yeah, you can. That's interesting because the you're able to kind of go back and forth a little bit with the interviewer. And the interviewer might ask you a few questions to kind of keep the conversation moving. So what Sochal and I would like to do right now is we would like to do an example IELTS question. We'll each do one. So maybe I'll go first. So maybe Sochal, you can ask me the first one and I'll answer it.
Yeah, sounds good. So how has technology affected the way people communicate?
Okay. Technology has profoundly transformed the way people communicate, making interactions more immediate and accessible. One major impact is the shift from face-to-face conversations to digital communications. Nowadays, people frequently use messaging apps, social media, and video calls to stay connected, even across vast distances. This immediacy allows for real-time communication, which is particularly beneficial for maintaining relationships with friends and family who live far away. Moreover, technology has democratized information sharing. Social media platforms enable individuals to share their thoughts, experiences, and news with a broad audience instantly. This has led to a more interconnected world where people are more aware of global events and diverse perspectives. However, there are downsides as well. The over-reliance on digital communication can lead to a decline in interpersonal skills. Many people, especially younger generations, find it challenging to engage in face-to-face conversations and develop deep, meaningful relationships. Additionally, the prevalence of digital communication can contribute to a sense of isolation, as virtual interactions might not provide the same level of emotional connection as in-person interactions do. In summary, while technology has revolutionized communication by making it faster and more widespread, it also presents challenges that society must address to ensure healthy and effective interpersonal interactions. Okay. And Sochal, I'm going to ask you one right now.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Okay. What role do older people play in society today?
Well, that's an interesting one. I think older people play a crucial role in society today because they contribute in various significant ways. One important role is that wisdom and experience. Older individuals often have a wealth of knowledge accumulated over their lifetimes, and I think they can share that with younger generations. This can be particularly valuable in professional settings. I think mentoring and guidance from experienced workers can enhance the skills and development of younger employees. Additionally, many people continue to contribute economically by remaining active in the workforce or engaging in volunteer activities. This can help alleviate some of the pressure on social security systems and provide essential services to communities. For example, retired professionals often volunteer their time and expertise in nonprofit organizations, schools, and local communities, enriching society with their contributions. Moreover, older adults often play vital roles within families. They provide childcare for grandchildren or offer emotional and financial support to their adult children. This intergenerational support can strengthen family bonds and provide stability, particularly in times of economic or social hardship. However, it's important to recognize older people also face challenges such as ageism and health issues, which can limit their ability to contribute fully to society. Therefore, it is essential for societies to create inclusive environments that value and support older adults, ensuring that they have opportunities and resources to continue playing active and meaningful roles. In conclusion, older people hold a vital place in society through their experience, economic contributions, and family roles. Supporting their active participation can benefit both individuals and communities at large.
Nice. Very well done. All right. So those are two examples of IELTS speaking answers for part three. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah, well, thank you, students, for listening. And if you would like to practice using these IELTS, you know, go ahead and leave us a comment down below. Send us an email at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a comment at atozenglishpodcast.com or shoot us a message on WhatsApp or WeChat. And make sure to look into our English Corner where we discuss topics just like this. And we have a lot of IELTS types of practice where you can talk with peers and use some of these tips that we've provided for you here to talk with Jack and I. It's only 10 USD a month. So you get 20 lessons Monday through Friday for 1 hour. And yeah, it's a very positive community. And I think that you can really, really appreciate and improve from the feedback you get there.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.